Hey, it's Ryan Russillo. I'm the host of the Ryan Russillo Podcast at The Ringer. We are a sports show, but we do it a little differently because we want to cut through all of the nonsense and try to figure out what's really happening and give you those bigger picture observations. Do a lot of NFL, a lot of NBA, and of course, college football. Also have a great guest lineup, a lot of athletes, front office guys, and even we do some actors and writers from famous TV shows and movies, plus our life advice segment at the end of every show. So make sure you follow The Ryan Russillo Show on Spotify.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. With over 122 million parts, from superchargers and brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors levels your baby up to its peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Max. The new HBO original limited series, The Sympathizer, is an espionage thriller and cross-culture satire that follows a communist spy during the final days of the Vietnam War and his new life as a refugee in Los Angeles. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr. and based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Sympathizer is streaming now exclusively on Max. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Peter Rosenberg!
Shout out to that guy, yes.
The majesty.
Oh, my goodness.
It's professional wrestling.
A 1,000% confirmed.
Not Mitch. Stay mage and enjoy yourself.
Mage.
Male.
Majora.
Mage.
It's still rooted.
Mage.
Male.
Majora.
Mage.
It's still rooted.
Shout out to that guy, Greg.
I like a delicious chicken.
It was repug.
It's professional. Wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world's number one sports and rec podcast is back. I'm talking about, of course, Cheap Heat on the Ringer Wrestling Show channel. Vis-a-vis Spotify, The Ringer, et cetera, et cetera. I'm your forever 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg, being joined from Philadelphia by the physically large stat guy, Greg.
What's going on, everybody?
And from Los Angeles, California, last week's special guest, 35 at 35 Dipperstein. Hello.
We love wrestling. Wrestling is great.
By the way, that's it. That's the new, we were thinking about what's the new shirt going to be now that we had to abandon the last shirt. We love wrestling. Wrestling is great. Could be really good.
It's a slogan I live by and have for 35 years.
I love wrestling. It's fantastic. I am with you 100%. I'm in lockstep. Actually, someone just sent us an idea for a WrestleMania shirt. I appreciate the effort. I don't know if it's the one, but I appreciated the effort from Robert Carrington, who sent it over. But we're still looking for more ideas. RosenbergBeats@gmail.com. Still haven't heard from the great John who created the shirts that will no longer be mentioned. But anyways,
we can mention it. We just can't. If you saw it, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah. You just can't print them or wear them. But we're going to figure that out. So send us your ideas and come WrestleMania. Boom. We're in business. Now, other piece of show business to discuss, I alluded to it last week. The new Ringer Wrestling schedule is in full effect. And what that means is daily shows. Every day, something new on the Ringer Wrestling Show feed. Every weekday, that is. And the Cheap Heat schedule. You know, let's say you're just one of those ardent Shoemaker and Kaz haters. You only love Cheap Heat. You're disgusted.
by David Shoemaker. Well, if you want to get our show, it will be every Tuesday and Friday. Now, the Tuesday show will be the version of Cheap Heat that you are used to and that you know and love. And the Friday will be a rotating cast of ne'er-do-wells from people like Stack Guy Greg and Dipperstein to WWE talent to, you know, friends of the show as well, you know? You can make suggestions. You can make requests. You know what I'd love to hear from is so-and-so. I'd love you to hear you talk to Conrad Thompson. Throw it out there. It very well might happen.
So we can even get my mother on the show.
Mary Dipperstein?
I think we could get her on the show to complain about how empty my fridge is, or to complain about how difficult it is to find things in my freezer, or if I have expired salsa, to call me out on expired salsa.
So maybe Mary Dipperstein
will
be.
These sound like
a
very
guest.
Specific.
I'm just saying these are subject matters that could be coming up on the new Cheap Heat special Friday episodes.
That's right. It's going to be, Fridays are going to be wacky. It's going to be wacky and fun. I'm working on, it's so funny. I was talking to my buddy Chris at WWE about the show changes. And I was like, listen, I'm not going to be on you about big guests every week. Just so you know, don't worry. Some weeks it's going to just be, you know, Dip or SGG. It's not, don't think I'm going to be bothering you every week for a big time guest. 12 hours later, I texted him and said, let me tell you who I need this week. Here's a hint. He was the star of the pay-per-view, of the premium live event. That's who I'd like. I'd like that guy. So we'll see. We're gonna try. The WWE PR team's been terrific. So we'll have some fun people coming up on Fridays. And we're excited about it. Episodes are going to be 45 minutes a pop. 45 minutes Tuesday, 45 minutes Friday. That's what you're getting. But so overall, though, your Cheap Heat intake is going up every week. You're gaining Cheap Heat minutes every week.
They're gaining like 10 minutes, though. Let's be honest. Because we usually.
Well, it depends on the week. It depends on the week. You're right. SGG, some weeks are only getting 10 minutes, but other weeks you're getting 40 minutes.
That's true. That's true.
Just That's depends. True. Now, that being said, let's stop wasting time and talk about everything going on. We're coming off of a big Monday Night Raw last night. I have to tell you guys, I enjoyed the Bloodline KO segment. I truly enjoyed the Jey Uso. Now, like, it's just the way they're the slow build has been so great. And now that as of the premium live event this past weekend, Survivor Series War Games, now that Jey Uso finally has love for Sami Zayn, to see him volunteer to fight for him, I thought was a lovely wrinkle. SGG, I'm sure. Let me guess. I bet you enjoyed it.
Oh, loved it. Loved it. And I'm glad you bring up the bond between Jay and Sammy now, because I want to ask you a question about that embrace that they gave each other on Sunday night. Now, from my couch, it was wonderful. Like, I popped big. I clapped. I think a tear hit the corner of my eye. And
really?
Sat there
you teared
for a
while. Up?
It was a beautiful moment. Wow. And honestly, that match was filled with a lot of beautiful moments like that, that just weren't any moves, but just like little things that everyone did. Like when Roman pointed at Sammy to get into the ring to save Jay, and when Sammy gave a glance at KO right before he betrayed him, little things like that. But what was it like in the building for that hug, that moment that Jay finally said, you know what, Sammy, I have no longer objecting to you being in the family. You're family now.
Well, you would have to ask someone who was still in the building. Guess what? You know me. I really do. I have to tell you, I love a WWE live event, especially a house show. When it comes to the premium live events that I know I need to like follow, I prefer watching them on TV. I want to get like the
you get the commentary.
I need the whole thing. I need the whole story.
Is huge.
So yeah, like so I watched the women's match in the arena. I hung out for the first couple of matches, and then I wanted to make sure I was sitting down by the time the main event started so I could fully consume. And I popped, I mean, very big for the hug. I also popped last night when Graves said, when KO interrupted and Graves was like, we were just getting ready to have one of the biggest embraces in the history of the business or something like that. Anyways, Dip, what did you think of the big hug and last night's follow-up?
I was hysterical crying with emotion. And thank God my family was here sharing a Hank's bagel with me. Or else, you know, I would have fallen apart at the seams.
You know what? By the way, I need to at least try a Hank's bagel, considering how much we're putting over Hank's bagels.
By the way, I had a few people.
People are sending us DMs, messages.
A few people sending DMs, pictures of me with Hank's bagels. Thank you, Hank's. At Hank's bagels. I wonder if Hank's bagels knows. They must. I mean, I'm sure they see. They're not that popular. It's not like it's McDonald's where they're not looking at all their all
Hank's
their
bagels
bags.
Is not McDonald's level yet.
Not yet,
but they could be if they play their cards right with us.
Well, but
look,
how I
feel like
how much are you putting them over though? How much? How truly great is Hank's bagels?
It's a very good. I love a bagel that you don't need to toast, and you can just, you know, a fluffy, chewy bagel that's good, not toasted. And
that's
how
it's what supposed
Hanks to be. They're not massive bagels. They're not Sam's bagels, which are gigantic.
Gargantic.
They are sort of on the smaller size, but the way in which they get all the everything stuff onto the bagel is astounding to me. I don't know if they're using some sort of special paste, but I've never seen so much everything stuff captured onto the back of a bagel.
Wow.
In my life.
Interesting.
So that's very high praise for Hank's. I haven't tried it yet. So yeah, people are reaching out and being like, oh, I'm at Hank's. I'm like, well, listen, that's great. I support Hank's, but I need to have a bagel.
And and when I say everything, I mean something.
Everything is something?
Oh, yeah.
So that. That was a long way of saying that you were emotional about the Sammy embrace with Jey Uso.
I was. I got to be honest. It's a classic wrestling storyline, which is really all I'm asking for. The bloodline, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, the whole thing that's going on with this group is everything to me. And it's exactly what wrestling fans want to see. We don't know week to week. It's a guessing game as to if this faction is going to fall apart, who's going to finally be the crack in this faction. And speculation and the element of surprise is really all we want and care about.
And so I love that you say that.
Thank you, wrestling gods.
I love that you say that because
storyline,
like you said, we all went into Saturday's PLE trying to predict who was going to be the one to cause a crack in the armor that is the bloodline, that like who was going to be the weak link, who was going to come out on the outs, who was Roman going to have to punish and make fall back in line. And that's where everybody's head was at going into it. Some thought it would be Sammy, some thought it would be Jay. And yet Sammy and Jay come together to make them even stronger. Like you said, it was something that nobody really saw coming. They made it make sense and it exciting.
My guess is that it's going to take a Royal Rumble elimination of some kind to start the first true crack that creates the opportunity for Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens to team up against the Usos potentially.
If you're basing it on how they've moved so far, which has been really slow and detail oriented, I would think you're right that they would give this a couple of months of the two of them being on the same side. Now, it didn't start out great last night, considering Jey Uso lost to Kevin Owens. It's not what you want.
It was through no fault of Sami Zayn's. I mean, Sami was the perfect coach by his side on Monday night. He was letting him know what KO's weaknesses are, what moves KO likes to do. He really scouted him well. Now,
could he have done anything to break up the pin at the end?
I mean, he could have, but then KO wins anyway, right? DQ versus pinfall victory.
So it's a good point. So no seeds were sown yesterday. I think we're going to get a nice solid run. I just love this twist. Like all of a sudden, Jey Uso went from so negative to like, Sammy truly won him over. Guys, when was the last time there was a story with this much time and nuance given to
it? It's great. I'm all about it. I'm all about it. Thank honestly, you, wrestling gods.
The last one that I can think of is Bret and Owen. How they went from Survivor Series to Rumble.
That's not good, SGG.
With this much time and nuance, they have been a lot of great storylines in between Bret and Owen and now, but that was like 2 years. And it was the same thing. It was like every pay-per-view, we hit a new beat that added a new wrinkle to the story. Owens finally break up with him, and then they continue that for like the next year. And then before that, it was the Mega Powers, right? Where Hogan and Macho Man come together, and then it was another 18 months of that before they finally exploded.
We're jumping from Mega Powers to Bret and Owen to the Bloodline?
What other stories have lasted that long that and have been exciting the whole way through?
I don't know. Hogan
it was like
Andre
2 years of each
was
of them.
Years.
Hogan you Andre was like that. Hogan Andre wasn't that long. Hogan Andre was about a year and a half.
Oh, anyway, you went to Mega Powers over.
Here's what I'll say, something controversial. Okay, which is what I do best. This is a great storyline, and I love it. I don't need to overstate it. Okay. But I'm still looking for that Attitude Era A-plus storyline. The Bloodline thing is the biggest story in WWE. But give me the Stephanie. Give me the Triple H. And you know that Triple H is not going to be able to stay away from the camera forever. When is going to be the inflection point or the moment in which Triple H steps into a storyline as an authority figure? Doesn't have to wrestle. You know, Vince wrestled a few times, whatever, but becomes the authority evil figure. Or not evil. With Shawn Michaels. When did Triple H and Shawn Michaels become the evil authority in WWE? You know, one runs NXT, one runs WWE creative. Like, when are they going? How cool would that be to see them be in a struggle for power for the company?
So, what you're saying is something like that.
You want a completely different storyline.
No. Well, he wants something that goes. You've talked about this before. Dip wants a through line that is longer than any individual story between superstars. He wants a through line. Story about the company.
Yes.
A very meta Vince McMahon, Stone Cold Steve Austin. It goes on and on and on with different iterations. Listen, we will get it. It's going. I'll answer your question. I can't tell you when, but I can tell you.
Because it won't be Roman.
Yeah, I don't know who it'll be with.
It could be. I mean,
could be.
It could be.
Because Roman's going to be so over.
H feud.
And because Roman's going to be so over as a babyface when this is all said and done, that be prepared. Whenever Roman officially makes a turn of some sort or whatever, there's a chance that he's over in a way he's never been in his entire career. I mean, that's what the brilliant heel run does. Now, granted, people are already starting to cheer him. It's getting harder and harder to boo him. But if he fully were to somehow have that moment where he makes the turn, and he's in the thing against this new version of the authority, an authority. It could be Roman.
But who represents the authority? Because Triple H is not going to, Triple H can't wrestle. Who's their muscle, right? Because Triple H was
that one. We'll see. But there is going to come a point where there's literally no one else to wrestle Roman Reigns. After The Rock, after Cody Rhodes. I mean, I don't know who else, after Bray Wyatt at some point.
I'm going to say something insane. I apologize in advance, but it legitimately came into my mind, so I have to tell the truth. I got to tell you, even though it's so played out and done, if Brock was the muscle for the authority, I'd be kind of into it. I would actually be into it. Okay. I could do it again if it was babyface Roman against utterly heel Brock. I could do it, I think.
But you know what, though? I feel you on that, because when the bell rings, they make magic, and they've proven already that they can drive these stories. They've done it many times. They've added layers to their rivalry many times. So
it's just hard to know who else it could be. Like, who else could the authority? I mean, listen. Roman could have a full-on breakup with the Bloodline, and he could have everybody else on his side. You know, who knows? There's things he could do, but no, it's hard to think of, besides Brock, who is the presence like that could Seth? Really. But is Seth a imposing enough figure?
Maybe. We haven't seen...
Yeah, that is the answer.
We're repeating things again here on the show, but we haven't seen this iteration of Seth versus Roman. I suppose we could do spring into summer 2023. I assume the Cody feud will be a year long, is my guess. That's what I'm predicting. You have Cody Rhodes take the title from Roman Reigns finally at WrestleMania this year with fireworks and excitement. I don't know if it's a schmoz or if he beats him clean. My guess is that he beats him clean. Then you have, you know, just a year's worth of Cody feuding with Roman. That's
possible.
My guess.
Possible. I mean, that would be another really long-term storyline to roll into.
Could Cody be the muscle for Triple H?
Yeah, I had that thought.
A heel Cody is a great Cody, too.
I was going to ask you as soon as you were done, but like, Cody has talked about wanting to be in that super babyface Hulk Hogan, John Cena role, but does he just say, I'm going to be the American Nightmare, I'm going to be the heel muscle for Triple H?
And let's be honest, him and Triple H have that built-in story, their real-life history to come together on. It could be Mage.
He has said many times that Triple H is his favorite wrestler too.
Do Cody and Triple H become that meta feud? We're truly fantasy booking here, but here's the thing.
Could be, though. Look
past WrestleMania, you have to start thinking about what's next. They've backed themselves into such a corner with Roman Reigns that, like, and not in a bad way, you know, we've all become Roman marks, but where do you go post-Mania with Roman?
Yeah, they're gonna have to. Listen, it as much to the chagrin of SGG, it cannot literally go on forever. So there will have to be something. My guess is it would be after Mania that we start to see something, because this build feels like it's gonna go. And that takes me to another point. I heard that yesterday on the Masked Man show, Shoemaker and Kaz and company discussed the idea of Sammy Roman at Mania. And I didn't hear the conversation yet. I just heard that they had the conversation.
They're going to do it in Montreal.
I think if that happens, if Sammy gets a match with Roman, no. I would think it's Montreal in 3 months.
They're not doing Sami Zayn at WrestleMania.
WrestleMania was the rumor that I heard that KO was going to get a match and then Sammy was going to get the match at WrestleMania. I don't know how they get there. I'm of the same mindset as you guys that it should happen. That it probably should happen at Montreal, whether it's KO or Sammy, and then KO and Sammy get the Usos at WrestleMania.
Well, that's what I would. That's the more
logical thing.
My
or
thought,
does the blood do the Bloodline have a horrible night? You know, like the way to go. The Bloodline loses it all at WrestleMania.
They a Bloodline bloodbath? Is that what you want?
What?
A Bloodline bloodbath? Is that what you want at WrestleMania?
Yeah, I mean, do we have a they lose everything at WrestleMania? Or and then they break up on the Raw after Mania, after losing it all, and they start pointing fingers and blaming and this and that.
All possible, but I'll say this. I think the move would be, now listen, if they decide to go, if they think Sammy is so over, Sammy is so loved, that he should be the guy to beat Roman, while I would be shocked, would they be totally wrong to think that right now? I mean,
no, he's in the Kofi spot right now.
He's over like Rover. That's a good way of putting it. The Kofi spot. He's over like Rover. He's the guy the fans truly, truly adore. So it is possible, but my preference would be if they do this now, Sammy and Roman at Elimination Chamber. Afterwards, like, you know, maybe Roman continues the beatdown. Maybe the Usos jump in. And then KO comes in Montreal. KO saves Sammy. The two of them together in the ring in Montreal as we go off the air with everyone cheering to set us up for a tag title match at WrestleMania. And by the way, if they were to follow that storyline, that would become the most significant tag title match in WrestleMania in a very long time.
When is Elimination Chamber?
February 18th.
February 18th, yeah. I mean, that all tracks. To be honest, I'm loving the faction. So you know, I love a good faction.
Oh yeah, sure you do.
Bloodline is truly a great faction. I don't want to see them break up ever. I love it.
I know. Well, at this point, I got to tell you, even when I talk about Sammy and Roman not being together, I'm like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for that. I need more
Sammy in the bloodline. I need him to pull some more tricks.
I need more of him dancing his way down the aisle. He's so mage.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED highlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
We spent a lot of time there, but it needed
to be worthy. I mean,
it needed to be discussed.
Besides MJF having the AEW championship, it's perhaps, you know.
Did you see the picture MJF posted yesterday of his back?
Yeah.
He is gargantuan.
His arms are gargantuan, too.
He looks...
The arms of the cinch.
By the way, I almost sent you another picture that he posted yesterday. Did you see the very strange photo of him? And like he was showing off his legs wearing very tiny shorts.
No, I didn't see that one.
Oh, it was something. It was
the
something.
Man's in peak physical shape. I will tell you that right now.
He's never looked better. And can I say, I don't think we spent much time on this in talking about, maybe we did, SGG, remind me, in the MJF title win conversation. I really enjoyed the way Regal was involved. And I really enjoyed the follow-up last week with Regal in the ring being able to be there so MJF didn't have to be on TV last week, and you built the Regal story a bit now. And now, tomorrow night on AEW, we'll hear from MJF for the first time as champion.
I love the we'll hear from thing. It's getting crazy.
Oh, you know, we'll hear from. We'll hear from. My guest at this time.
I don't know. I think we're going to have to do something with we'll hear from. There's something. It's something.
Yeah.
Is it not?
No, it is. It is. And by the way, it just came out so organically because they've put it in my vernacular. And
I'm
this Friday.
Of some kind, we'll hear from. There's something.
Yeah, yeah. So you know what we'll do? Well, it'll be the perfect way to do our Friday Cheap Eats.
Yes.
This Friday, we'll hear from Brian Dipperstein live.
We can say that some Wednesdays too, honestly.
On social.
The graphic we'll hear from.
Oh, man. Leave it to me to find the something in something.
Well, no. Well, leave it to you to take credit for finding the something. I said the something, and then you took the something.
Well, yeah, I mean.
If I didn't say we'll hear from, we're not talking about we'll hear from.
No, the something on Friday, though. The something.
Oh. Friday something would be something. Maybe we'll call the show the Friday something.
Yes.
That's a good, I like that.
What about cheap heat,
Friday something?
Cheap heat Tuesdays and cheap heat Friday something.
With a colon, like colon something.
Yeah, I know, and we'll make it like Rampage. It's just like cheap heat, but shorter and with meaningless content.
or the most meaningful content, depending on how nerdy you are.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point.
Well said.
Yeah, no, every week we'll have, you know, Hobbs and Ricky Starks in the main event of Cheap Heat Friday.
I gotta tell you though, I gotta tell you.
No, Ricky Starks is mage. I know what you're saying.
Well, you know I love Ricky Starks.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I think that he is something. For sure. Greg, what are your thoughts?
I feel like that's an obvious statement that he is something.
It is?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's something.
I mean, listen, he looks good. He carries himself like he carries himself like he knows that he is a star. The fans feel like he's a star. I don't know why it hasn't clicked and connected to get him to that next level, but he has everything.
It's beginning to click.
It's beginning to click. SGG, who's more mage? Ricky Starks or Max Caster?
You know what? This is going to shock some people, but this is tough. I really like Max Caster. I can't believe I'm saying this. I would not have said this a year ago, but I like Max Caster. And Max Caster is not the type of person I'm supposed to like. He's like, he comes off as like a corny suburban dude trying to be like very Malibu's Most Wanted almost. But I fuck with him a little bit.
They did it again. Same conversation to it in a very different way about taking your time.
Yeah.
You know, the acclaimed are in the John Cena spot because they came out doing this annoying rap, which to some people was John Cena.
But John Cena had bars, though. I'm not going to lie.
No, John Cena's bars were a little better. Maybe the Acclaims are more formulaic. Like, you know they're going to mention. Like, if the Acclaim raps tomorrow, what are they going to? They're going to be like, yo, it's like Rocky versus Drago. I'm meeting with you like Kanye and Trump at Mar-a-Lago.
Yep.
Oh, like that would be the line this week. Like they have to have a current event line. But that said, it's a similar thing though. Whether you build up hate or love through that gimmick, in the end, what you have is people caring. And like now everyone cares. I mean, people are coming up and yelling "Scissor me, daddy" on the street like it's a normal thing to say to someone.
Right. And let's be honest too.
It's not normal.
Let's be completely honest. No one would care if they didn't get it done when that bell rang. And that's the God's honest truth about it. Like, as annoying as they are, and as much as they get under people's skin and people remember them for whatever reason, when the bell rings, they get it done. And that's what puts it over the top.
Yeah, no, they're very good. There's a you know what? I'm sort of feeling like AEW could be in line for a little bit of a bounce back here. What are your thoughts, Dip?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the content is good. I mean, I'm not sure that all the stories are there besides MJF.
Well, there's always just too much. There's just, honestly, it's just too much content. They got into too much content right away, so they end up having stuff you don't care about. But there is good stuff in there, too.
Yeah, I mean, and they have stars. The stars are there. I mean, it's just, you know, as far as like the entertainment value week to week, there's just a little bit of a lull. But, you know, I feel like now that Kenny's back and when Jericho is, you know, in full effect again, and I don't know, it just feels like it'll be, you know, yes, I think that they're due for a bounce back. But now it's been a minute since they've debuted. So, I mean, I guess Paige, Saraya is the latest like big name that's debuted. you know, it's been a minute since they've, in my opinion, had a great debut. And that's what they were known for the last couple of years is shocking debuts.
Well, that was the thing. Week to week, that was the whole thing.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up too. I know Tony Khan doesn't want to seem like another bad boss or like evil overlord in wrestling, but he's got to start cutting people. Like, just release them, pay them out, do what you got to do. Maybe give them no non-compete so they can go wherever they want. But it's like Rosenberg said, they have a lot of hours to fill. And then what ended up happening and what has happened is that, especially with Dark and Dark Elevation and sometimes Rampage, it's like we're watching people get on the job training And it's like you said, Dip, they have the talent. They have the star potential there. Cut the people who are not going to drive it forward. Let them get that training on the indies where people were getting it before. Maybe set up a performance center. I know you don't want to be the bad guy, but.
Random question for you, Shinji. I'm sorry, Dip, real quick. When do you guys think Daniel Bryan's deal is up?
Daniel Bryan what?
When do you think Daniel Bryan's deal is up?
Honestly, there's no way to tell. Because Mox signed, what, a five-year deal? People have signed three-year deals. So it's possible that Daniel Bryan went in and got a three-year deal.
Had to be. Maybe he couldn't have signed five. Given his health history and his age, I'd be shocked if he'd signed five.
If he's thinking that AEW is where he's going to retire, who knows what that number is.
That's impossible. What you just said was impossible.
Has he said that in the interview, though, that he's going to retire at AEW?
If he said that, it's nice that he said it. But I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
That this Daniel Bryan thing, and first of all.
He's still a worker for sure. So
He's still a worker. And let's be fair, guys. They have not gotten the most out of him. So far, Daniel Bryan has not gotten we have not gotten the full Daniel Bryan that can exist, Bryan Danielson that can exist. It sort of feels like at times he's there. He knows what the situation is. He's getting a great check for an easy schedule. He will then be back to have his last storyline and go into the Hall of Fame. No?
Yeah. Yeah. Especially with AEW has made him feel like just another guy. They threw him into these big high profile matches that both ended up with draws, and it didn't really do anything for anybody in terms of increasing their value or star power, not even the AEW championship. And now he's at the point where he's just another guy when he could have been their attraction. And I feel like Punk, same thing.
Well, there's still time, but unlike Punk, there's still time for Bryan. They can still get it right with Daniel Bryan.
I think the biggest, one of the issue week to week right now is just the one-off matches with the New Japan guys. And these one-off, you know, it's for, as we've talked about many times, it's for a completely different audience. There isn't a single casual fan who is watching and saying, oh, Chris Jericho versus this New Japan wrestler this week. What a huge match. I mean, this is, it's truly for the niche, nerdy, marky fan who is like, wow, this is a dream match for me. I mean, I was never a big New Japan guy. I don't know a lot of the Japanese wrestlers. I respect them, and I know that they're all amazing in-ring performers, but I was never as deep as I am as a wrestling fan. I never really followed that. I don't really know that history and that type of stuff. And so for me, it's just like really exhibitionist.
Yeah.
Especially when they're not telling stories with these guys. So I think that's an issue for me that I think needs rectifying, but I don't think it will be. I think Tony sees this as a way to capture like the true niche wrestling fan, which by the way is not a bad thing. It's a strategy.
No, it's something, but I just don't know if it's the thing.
There's a ceiling with that. And Dip, the keyword that you mentioned in that was history, right? Because I do feel like there is a way to do it to pull in the casual fan. And for people who watched War Games on Peacock, and if you have Peacock, you can pull it up and pay attention to what Michael Cole did at the beginning of all these matches. At the beginning of the Women's War Game match, when Asuka and Io shared the ring, Michael Cole gave a master class in giving a backstory, that history that's outside of the WWE lore. He talked about what War Games meant in history. He talked about Dusty Rhodes creating it. He talked about Io and Asuka's background together. And he did that all night. And I feel like if AEW had somebody on commentary that could do that, when they had these one-off matches, instead of just relying on fans to know or telling people to Google them, like somebody who could give the history and distill it the way Michael Cole did for every match on Sunday, then it wouldn't feel like these matches were meaningless. Those matches would have something. Like there would be something to pull in even the casual fan, but they either don't want to do it, they're too lazy to do it, or they're relying on the fans to do it, and you cannot do that.
Don't know, don't show, don't care about what's going on in the, you know. Let's go back to Monday Night Raw. Are either of you going to be copping an I'm Your Mommy t-shirt?
I thought about it.
I would have liked to have. Have we seen Rhea wear that shirt yet?
No, I don't think we have.
To, I'd like to see Rhea rock the I'm Your Mommy shirt before Dom.
It's so funny to me that Dom is the sub in that situation, which is
the
like...
the Dom is the what?
Is the sub. Because he's the one.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm Your Mommy. How they flipped it. Although
Dominic Mysterio is so close to being great, in my opinion.
Oh,
He's just, he needs an acting coach. Not that he's gotten so much better.
Right.
I mean, like, leaps and bounds improved as a performer in every way. And he's a good wrestler. He looks bigger now. I don't know if he's working out. I don't know what he's doing. Peter, you see him in person. I don't know. But the hair, he needs to, like, do something with the mullet.
You don't like the mullet?
No, I'm done with the mullet. I don't like it anymore. But, and they turned him, which we always wanted. But, like, he just, in that moment of drama, he just needs a little bit more. His voice is so sweet. He needs to feel a little bit more imposing to me.
He needs to sit down with Roman or Bianca, honestly, because those two, the facial expression that they give in those moments, especially during the match, they pull you in. Like, they sell.
Do you guys see, by the way, speaking of selling, how much Bianca we're getting during commercials on WWE TV?
Oh, it's Bianca-fied, the whole show.
She is Hogan Ajace. I mean,
she's a perfect spokesperson.
This is why I've long said and said it on kickoff shows that she is the future, because she really is. She is the perfect person for them, but now you're just seeing it. It's happening. Like, she's in every commercial. Oh, speaking of which.
And we're going to see it more.
There's a reality show that we hear about. We forgot to do Outside the Ring news. My bad.
You know, this is the one I was waiting for, too.
Right, of course. So Bianca and Montez have a reality show coming to, what is it, Hulu, SGG?
Yes, it's coming to Hulu.
Hulu vehicle. And Montez was back last night, and we got a Street Profits match.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, you know, Montez gets all the love, or a lot of the love. But, guys, did you see Dogs? He had his shirt off. He looked like he's slimming down, getting a little bit toned.
No, I don't know, Greg. I don't know, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know.
That wasn't how I felt.
Yeah, I know you're still on this train.
Come on, fellas.
No. I'm not on Dips train, by the way. I'm a big Dog guy. I didn't see that he was jacked up though yesterday.
He's not jacked up. He's slimmed down though. He definitely lost a little bit of weight. We need to get jacked up
so he can turn on Montez, okay?
Well, that's next. That's the next step. Well, we gotta praise each step in the progression. You know what I'm saying? Because
I can't slim down.
You're not Stuart Smalley.
How many times have we said it? He better be really calculated. Speaking in kayfabe now, he better be really careful and calculated about how he turns on Montez Ford. Yeah. Because if there's no gimmick change and he's just bad guy Dawkins, I'll see you at Hank's Bagels.
Is there a chance that that could happen under Triple H, though? I wish him
all the best.
There's always a chance that someone's thing is not going to work. I got news for you.
No, but
doesn't mean every gimmick now is going to work for the rest of wrestling.
But what I'm saying is, will it end up like Tucker, where he turned and then he was just bad guy number three, like Dipset?
Do I think there's a chance? Yes. That's what I'm saying. A massive chance. And they cannot let that happen with Dawkins. They've put too much time into Dawkins.
Yeah, he's talented. He's good in a ring. I think he's a good talker. It could happen. I just know now, though, now that the Fords, is that the real name?
Yes.
The show's called The Fords?
The Crawfords.
The Crawfords now have being on Hulu. Montez ain't turning.
No. They need to involve Bianca in the story, or else if they don't involve Bianca in the breakup of the two of them, it's nothing. And it needs to be something. To keep Dawkins around, we can't take something from nothing. Needs to be something.
On that note, let's get into this week's Black Power Rankings.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, And I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. I'm blickety black, blacker than black, black. I'm blacker than black, yo. Because I'm black, and I'm black.
All right. Here we are again. I was hoping I'd be giving Bobby Lashley the nod in my Black Power rankings, but alas, Bobby, not able to get the job done. Austin Theory, your U.S. champion after Survivor Series.
God, hold on. The his like new look, he looks fantastic.
Austin Theory?
The goatee's gone.
Yeah, by the way, he looks totally different in person. Like when I saw him the other day, he looks like a man now. He doesn't look like a child.
Yeah, I mean, it was the goatee was just repug.
Well, listen, we just talked about them. I'm going to give it to the Street Profits on their big return. This is, I hope that they don't just start throwing them into random tag matches. Because guys, remember, before they went away, they had suffered yet another major loss, right? Like, they cannot just roll back into being a tag team that gets random tag matches. I think it's time for this story to progress and move forward one way or the other. But I will give it to Montez and Angelo.
I gotta give it to Ricky Starks.
You can't just do Ricky Starks every week, okay?
I gotta give it to him. He's next up for me. He's my next up.
Oh, did he have a mage week? Or was he just there?
He's there. He's just there. He also started following me on Instagram. He's like,
oh, that's what got it.
That's it.
That's what did it.
SUG, who do you got?
Believe it or not, I'm gonna give it to Mi-Chin Mia Yim.
Wow.
Bianca put together a great team at War Games. It was a really fun women's match. But coming out of War Games and Monday Night Raw, I got to say, Mia Yim is the one who impressed me the most. She had a great showing just 2 days after that brutal match with Rhea Ripley. And then she faced off against some of the men on Monday, body slammed Finn. Showed that she had another gear, that she wasn't just, you know, a body to further the storyline. She shows that she is special in her own right. So I'm giving it to Mia Yim.
And there you have it. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, shout out to Mia Yim. She does feel like she's becoming something. I like her and Rhea. I like Mia versus Rhea. Let's go to a little
mail.
Couple of quick mailbag hitters before we get up out of here. Let's see. I got another email from Raphael Warnock and Adam Schiff. We're not going to read those ones. Maynard, great loyal listener to the show, says, hey, Forever 24/7 champ Pete, kosher brother Greg, and Dip the Lip. Solo Sikoa was sent by the Elders. Who is the Elders? The Rock. And it seems that it will be Solo who will be bringing him in.
Only one. That?
They did say the Elders sent Solo.
Yeah, at the beginning they did, right?
Yeah.
Only one problem is that still a better storyline than the one with Sammy now? Sammy and Kevin winning the tag belts doesn't mean much since the tag belts aren't equal to the prestige of the singles championships. The real comeuppance is if Sammy and Kevin win the tag belts and split the heavyweight championships between them. Secondly, I think there might be a restructuring of the PLEs soon. Money in the Bank will be moved to January as the first PLE or right after WrestleMania so that the 1 year to cash in makes more sense. Enjoy yourself, Maynard. I like that last part.
But it wouldn't be Rumble, though. It would be day one, if anything, right?
No, I think it would be. I think you would. I think maybe the move is he's right. You replace Backlash.
I don't know.
You get right to it.
Replace Money in the Bank with King of the Ring.
Or just do what we said and put Money in the Bank match back at WrestleMania.
I would love that. I would love Money in the Bank at WrestleMania. I'm so. If anyone's listening, Money in the Bank match. I know the pay-per-view does well, but I would love that match at WrestleMania. All right, let's keep it going.
Mail.
Sean says, Sweet Pea, Statosaurus Rex, and the Magian. I overheard a conversation in a bar right before Survivor Series that I can't stop thinking about. What if the reason Roman is having this amazing history-making title reign, coupled with his fewer dates, is because it's going to be his last run? What if he finally gets beaten and then hangs up the boots and gloves to focus on family and health? Wanted your thoughts. Love you guys and the pod. Sean from Westport, Massachusetts.
I mean, I feel like that feels like a Captain Obvious email, right? Like, fewer dates so he can focus on his family and then become an attraction and come in part-time when they need him.
I think he's already trending that way.
I don't think it's going to be because he's, like, retiring to spend more time with his family.
No, but I'm saying everybody winds down, like, it's the same thing with Cena, Rock. Well, Rock fully went to Hollywood, but that's what happens.
Let's remember real quick. Roman Reigns is 37. In wrestler terms, that is basically absolute heart of your prime.
Yeah.
You've learned the business. You fully know how to do it. You're awesome at it. And you still have a few years before you're old. I mean, come on. I mean, there are guys right now rolling into their mid-40s. Brock's AJ mid-40s. Styles. No? Yeah, AJ's mid-40s. Brock is, wait for it, 45.
How old is Finn? I feel like Finn is in his 40s also.
AJ Styles is 45. Finn, I don't think he's, Finn Balor's 40. I'm going to shoot myself. 41?
Yeah, he looks 28.
Oh my God, dude.
I think he's starting to look a little older, Finn.
Well, I think that's because the character's changed in a good way and he actually has some, like, there's something, he has some teeth, young Phineas. Hey guys, you've been tremendous. You can send us your messages at rosenbergbeats@gmail.com. Please send your t-shirt ideas. Even if we do it by WrestleMania, we still got to get on the horse. I mean, I'd love to do it sooner than that. Either of you planning on going to the Rumble in San Antonio?
I am not.
I think I'm going to have a big Dipper Lago event for the Rumble. That's my guess.
What about Montreal for the Chamber Elimination?
No. No.
February Montreal, not happening for you guys, huh?
No. I'm going to be in Costa Rica that weekend.
And what about, oh, shocking, SUG on a resort having a beverage. Who would have guessed it? Well, listen, guys, send us your email. Send us your t-shirt ideas. We appreciate everyone. And we'll be back Friday with the Cheap Heat Friday something, which is really going to be something. Stay made, John.
Stay made.
And then I went to makeup and, like, sat in front of the mirror a little bit and got myself together.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I would like to introduce...
Shout out to that guy, Greg.
Bret Hart is the greatest professional wrestler in the history of the art form.
Midge.